Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Recording live from somewhere.
Dr. Rock, and y'all Computer Love, where we talk about romance and relationships. Welcome, you guys. Look here, we're going to be doing a slight change in the time slots. Computer Love will henceforth be aired on Thursdays, each Thursday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. That is each Thursday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Introspect, our social commentary show, is going to be aired at Tuesdays, every Tuesday at 8 o'clock, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, and we'll also be airing Club Success every other Friday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. So just stay in tune with us, guys. This is merely a little interlude and a little prelude to the upcoming show of Computer Love at 8 o'clock, and we're just going to be sitting back and playing a little music for you guys. Glad you could be here. Be anywhere else. We're happy that you're here with us. Just sit back and enjoy.
I can hear her heartbeat from a thousand miles. Hear the heaven roar, baby. Every time she smiles, when I come to her, that's where I belong. Yet I run into her like a river song. She give me love, 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 praise, love, love. She give me love. Gotta find sense of humor when I'm feeling low down. Yeah, when I come to her, when the sun goes down. Take my troubles away, take away my grief, take away my heartache. In the night like a thief, she give me love. I'm brighten up my day. It makes me righteous, and it makes me whole. Makes me mellow down into my soul. She gives me love, 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 crazy love.
As part of a LimeWire and FrostWire.
Okay, thank you guys. We had a little slight mix up there. We want to invite you guys again. I want to make sure that you, this is just a little prelude. We want to, again, we're just warming up until we get to Computer Love. We appreciate you guys coming in, and we want to make sure that, you know, that Computer Love is going to start at 8 o'clock. We're just going to be playing a little music, probably telling you a little bit about the website that we have, brand new, that's www.brandnew.me, where we just talk about marketing concepts. Basically, the concept of club success is going to be somewhat of an offshoot of our business concepts on and our business relationships that we have with others here in Houston. And we're going to be dealing with everything from writing business plans to understanding marketing and a whole bunch of things. Stay tuned. Make sure you go to the site, that's www.brandnew.me, and stay abreast, and I'm sure you're going to be excited about it. fight, you got to stand for something or fall for anything. Again, you're at the KKMT Radio Network. My co-host is in. That's Professor K. Smooth Talk, Sidewalk Fans everywhere. Professor K, what's going on?
Oh, not much. Just waiting to hear from my callers about this pain and pleasure situation we got going on here.
Yeah, that pain and pleasure thing is going to be very provocative. By the way, guys, we're going to have we got a new co-host. We're going to be introducing to the audience. That's Miss Gigi out of that's I think St. Louis, Missouri, or Kansas City, Missouri, one of those. And she's going to bring another little flavor, a little female flavor to the table. And also, we're going to have a very provocative reading of a piece of poetry, erotic poetry, by Lady X, Chi-Town. And I'll guarantee to blow your mind in a matter of time. But again, we're just taking this little 30-minute prelude to just basically talk about business here in Houston, Texas. And you know, we're going to probably go back and play a little music. We're going to talk a little bit, play a little music. What do you think about the business atmosphere here in Houston, Texas, Professor K?
Well, I'm actually just trying to look at some things myself. I actually was reading an article the other day about how black banks are not doing too well, juxtaposed with a lot of the other banks who got these billions of dollars in bailout money not just a couple of years ago. And this is related because we have one of the only, if not the only, black-owned bank in Texas sits, you know, right in the heart of Third Ward, Houston, Texas, right now. And if I'm not mistaken, that's probably one of the primary lending resources for a lot of the small black-owned businesses in the city of Houston. And so if you have banks such as those that are not doing too well, then that can't that has to spell something of a bleak future for the small business owners who are trying to get these loans and trying to get some liquid capital to start their businesses up, because they certainly aren't getting it from some of the larger banks. That's why they turn to the smaller minority-owned banks.
Yeah, exactly. Both of those entities are kind of codependent and reflect their success from each other. And, in fact, that's one of the biggest problems is why we don't have more than one black bank here in Houston, Texas, like Chicago and Atlanta. Of course, I was reading an article recently about a couple in Chicago that was doing some research on the black dollar and how many times that dollar turns over in the black community. And it was very interesting. In fact, we're going to be doing a documentary in reference to the same. That information is kind of important, guys. What we don't understand is that a lot of times, you know, we've been doing that research. I think, what was it? Was it FUBU? Those guys who did clothing line out of their mom's basement used to have a little saying that said the black dollar has a lot of power. What is that number? Is it $386
billion? FUBU?
Spending power. No,
black
spending power of the African American community.
Oh, I think it was up to at its highest point. I remember we did the research and, you know, wrote the articles a few years ago. At its highest point, it was up to 3/4 of a trillion.
Lord have mercy. Yeah, we got that kind of spending power. But you know, the irony in that is that that money does not turn over in the black communities. In fact, we take that money out. In fact, one of the biggest things is the first thing we want to do is buy a house. We look out in the suburbs. Unfortunately, in Houston, Texas, they're not a bunch of real estate developers anyway that look like you and I. So that's going to be the ultimate, because I think that's the number one and the largest liability most people are going to have, their rent and their mortgage. It's going to be that, you know, pretty much where they spend most of their money. Number two is going to be that automobile that they got parked in the garage or on the street or in their mom's garage. You know, it's a pretty huge liability also. So those two alone, which are, you know, what we consider a vast piece of, vast portion of the budget of an African-American family, automatically go to white America undeniably. So that's one of the reasons that the black dollar does not spin around in the black community. Secondly is, I guess once we get further in that budget, would be food. Do you know of any black grocery stores here in Houston?
Right.
Exactly. You know, it's not that the black dollar doesn't turn around, guys. Where are we going to turn it to? Pretty much the only place we have to spend our dollars are, you know, barbershops, salons. The biggest collector of the black dollar that comes back into the hood or into the community is what? Churches.
Church. Yeah, the church. And not turkey's chicken. Talking about
yeah, not turkey's chicken. Yeah, exactly. But the churches, the places that we worship every Sunday and every Monday, those learned pastors take our funds and deposit them in what? White banks. Yeah. You know, something's wrong with that picture, guys. You know, talk to your pastor about that. You guys got all the power. If you just want to make that change and make that happen, you should be able to do so. You should be able to consummate a relationship with a black bank and get some perks and probably more perks and benefits than he's getting from the white banks. Let's see if we can do something about that. But, yeah, that black dollar, I think we have one of the biggest malls in the world down here at the Galleria, and there are a lot of young ladies who work in the Galleria Mall, and, you know, pretty much before they leave on Friday when they get their check, they got almost 50% of their check going into their way to look a certain way, to wear a name brand, and they're pretty much making $9 to $10 an hour. So half, 50% of their check is going into their look, and then they got to go stand outside and wait for the bus to get home, come back and do it again next week. We are markedly, we are probably the easiest market, well, let's say, let's put it, we'll put it politely. Again, I was going to say we are probably the most marketable social group out of everybody. I know, of course, Anglos spend money too, but for someone that's been in, let's just say, been through the ringer with America for the last 400 years, we've totally flipped the script from, you know, being angry about the fact that we were brought over here to the fact that I want to give you all my money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is paradoxical. And yet we seem to feel as though we have some form of behoovement by walking out of our door every day with a couple of $1 million, a couple of millionaires on our butts. And $10 in our pocket. You know, barely have enough to put gas in the car. And yet we're wearing all the name brands. I think your boy Tommy Hilfiger said it best. He said, black man would rather own a Rolex watch than to buy a house. And believe me, if he can spend $10,000 on a Rolex, he can pretty much invest in a home. So,
mm-hmm.
especially in Houston, if you got like below 500 credit and you got $5,000, you can purchase a place, you can purchase a home here in Houston, Texas, and that is a reality. So, you know, we just got to stay on top of that kind of stuff, guys, and make sure. Again, you're at the KKMT Radio Network with Dr. Rock and Professor K, and this is just a prelude to our upcoming show, which is Computer Love. That's right, guys. The Dr. Rock does that romance and relationship thing. That show is going to be at every Thursday from henceforth and forevermore until we change it at 8 p.m. Central Time. That's Computer Love. 8 o'clock Central Time, and that number is 718-508-9018, where we have provocative conversation about romance and relationships. Tell your friends about it. Everybody's going to learn something from it, guarantee it. We don't just talk about it. We always try to, you know, come up with some kind of solutions, kind of, you know, just help everybody to understand that the family unit is the most important thing and the most important component in any social order. We still got about 10 minutes until Computer Love is aired, so we're just going to sit back and play a little bit more music for you guys, and we'll be right back in a minute with Professor K, because I know he got something to say about it, and you know, we're just going to do what we do, because we just appreciate you guys being here. So just sit back and relax. Hey, look here, cool that bottle of Chardonnay, get you a little cognac, grab your loved one's hand, and we'll have Computer Love for you upcoming in about 10 minutes. Better cry.
possession, I would take that from the garden to be mine. Over troubled waters. You see, the reason why I say this, baby, is because I love you, girl. I love you so much. Oh, sometimes I can't even explain. You see, you're like a flower that blooms in any season. And that's why I like to say, you're my flower, baby. You're my flower. Oh, baby. My flower. You're my flower. Flower. It's you, baby. It's you. It's you, baby, baby.
You're my wildflower, and we just love you. We just love you guys. We're getting ready to crank up this Computer Love segment. Again, we're going to be airing Computer Love from henceforth and forevermore until notice. Thursdays at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, call in number 718-508-9018. Call your friends, tell them about it. This is where we do that romance and relationship thing every Thursday, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're going to have some very exciting guests. Got a brand new co-host coming at you. So just sit back and marinate. Only got about 3 more minutes. So just sit back and put a little bit more music. Professor K, $60,000 question. Where's your baby mama at?
Oh, that's a $2,000 question?
Exactly.
Oh, man, I don't even know how to answer. Since it's only worth $2,000, I don't even know how to answer. We just came off a business segment. I'm going to have to negotiate for a better price if you want to know that kind of information.
That's it. I'm at 755, and Dr. Rock wants to know where your baby mama is. You know,
we're
just having fun about that.
She probably hides.
Yeah, if she ain't at home.
Better wait.
Yeah, if she ain't at home, you need to call that chick and find out what's up. Because I know you need some groceries and stuff. So, but again, guys, we're going to play one more piece. In fact, I'm going to play a little short piece for you guys that you might like, and then we'll be right back.
I put all my love in you.
Send you that check. Why you keep blowing my phone? I know we got babies. Who kids gonna eat? What's the problem? Why you keep playing me short? You know what? No, I'm not gonna send you no money if you keep calling me. Why you keep blowing my phone? Yeah. 15 minutes of glory, right? And I'm supposed to just be falling over, right? You need to figure it out. Hey, look here, I gotta go because you're on the Dr. Rock Show.
Hello, everybody. Recording live from somewhere.
That's right. You're on Computer Love, guys. It's the Dr. Rock Show. We do this thing every Thursday about 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. This is about romance and relationships, and we're going to be blowing it up tonight. We got a darn good show for you. We're going to be talking about the pain-pleasure principle. You're right. The doctor said it. It ain't good unless it hurt a little bit. Oh. Hey, Professor K, you still there? Because We had to do some things on this old switchboard over here.
Oh, yeah, I'm still here. We got a whole bank of callers, a whole bank of them.
Yeah. We're going to go ahead and just open up those lines again, guys. I'm going to give you a little preview of the episode. Again, we're talking about the pain-pleasure principle, and we're going to have a brand-new co-host we're bringing in, Miss Gigi. And Miss Gigi ain't no hater. She's just a motivator. We're going to bring her in, and we're going to also be having a very erotic and provocative piece of poetry by a poetess by the name of Lady X. That's X Factor. That's on the factor. So we're going to mathematically make you get that eargasm. So we're going to go ahead and let's see if we can find our co-host here. Gigi.
Good evening.
Holla
at a brother.
Holla at a brother. What's up?
Everything
good
was
evening.
Good. How is the doctor tonight?
Hey, you know, the doctor's about to operate. I got that prescription and the big pill.
Well, let's just operate and let's make the pain and the pleasure principle happen this evening.
Yeah, we're going to make it do what it do, boo. Hey, look here, tell the guests a little bit about yourself right quick so we can get into this thing. Like Professor K, we got a bank of calls already, so we're going to do this in a big way. Just let them know briefly who you are and what you're about, where you're from.
Okay.
And, you know, like Gigi's going to be my cohort in intellectual masturbation as we do this romance and relationship thing every Thursday at 8 p.m. Go ahead, Gigi.
Welcome to Eargasms from the Midwest. Good evening. I am Ms. Gigi. I'm grateful co-host this evening. Looking forward to provocative conversations with progressive and forward-thinking adults. Back to the doctor. Let's open up the lines and let's get the communication flowing.
Let's do that because this is what this is all about. This is an opportunity for you to talk about the pain in your life and the pleasure. You know, without the rain, I mean, you can't expect the sunshine. Without the sunshine, we don't need no rain. Come on, guys, work with me on this one now. You know, it all makes sense. It all makes sense. You ever loved somebody you hated and hated somebody that you loved? I mean, you know, this is real. And by the way, we're going to go ahead
hate
and
is
open the line.
Hate is the second strongest emotion.
Yeah, exactly, because love is a very emotional thing. I mean, that's what love, I mean, it literally is not a very logical thing. It ain't logical to sit out in front of somebody's house for 4 hours in their car when you know they ain't there. But we do this, man. We do these types of things, you know, and that's that love thing. So let's, we're going to also introduce a very exciting poetess out of the Chi-Town area who's making some noise up there. She's going to be working with Dr. Rock and the Intimate Space Publishing Group to do an erotic book of poetry, guys. This is a prelude. We're going to give you a taste of it because I want you to definitely go to the website and pick up a copy. I guarantee you're going to have to install some fire extinguishers in your bedroom because Lady X ain't no joke. That's Lady X, the unknown
right.
factor out of Chi-Town. Lady X, you there? Can you hear me? There we go, Lady X. We got a pretty bad connection there. Talk to me once more. Okay, Lady X, do this. Hang up and call back. Yeah, looks like we got a pretty bad connection there. Lady X will be right back with us in a minute. Again, guys, tonight's topic is the pain-pleasure principle. Because you know you love that man. And it ain't good unless it hurts a little bit. I mean, let's talk about
a little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit, lady. You know, hey, Gigi. I mean, you know,
if you
can read a book, chew bubble gum while he's making love to you, something wrong with that picture.
Something wrong with it. Somebody is not doing their job.
That's what I'm saying. Something's wrong with that picture. You know, you got to make my legs come. You got to sweat my perm out. A girlfriend of mine told me, you know, you got to sweat my perm out. You know, you got to put in one.
Make me want to mess my hair up. Make me want to mess it up.
That's what I'm saying. I ain't even thinking about it. I'm just trying to catch my breath.
Right.
Hold on a second. I think we got Lady X back in. Lady X,
what?
Let's see what kind of line we got now.
Good evening.
There
Good
you go.
You.
There you go. That's a lot clearer. That's a lot clearer. How you
good.
Doing today?
Oh, I'm doing
good,
excellent.
Good.
How's everybody?
All right.
Thank you. Look here. I want you to go ahead and give us a brief description and bio about you, what you're doing up there in Chi-Town. I know you're a spoken word giant, but we're going to hold off on the piece. We're going to talk about the topic here, and then we're going to come back and let you do that piece, which we think is very apropos. But just tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Okay. My name is Xtasia, and I do erotic poetry. And with my poet group, I travel throughout Chicago and the suburbs. I perform locally. I perform at bachelor parties. I just do my thing. And everybody sees it.
There you go. Why are they coming? Uh-oh, see there? Is that like a... did we do a syntax thing there? That's okay. DJ, did you catch up?
I'm all over that. I'm all over that. Eargasms in the Midwest, too.
That's what I'm saying. Professor K, you coming yet?
Oh. It's early. It's early. What are you trying to say about me?
You about to become a soup line. Messing with me. You about to become that soup line. But at least I want you to hold on, because we want to go ahead and open up the lines to our show for tonight, which is the pain pleasure principle. You ever been in love with somebody that you hated? You ever hated somebody that you loved? It's just one of those kind of things. We're going to open up the lines. We got 954-744 on the line. That's out of that Dade County, and we got 401 on the line. I'm not sure where that's from. 630. We got a couple of callers and stuff. So if you guys want to chime in, we want you to hit the number one on your phone. If you got a question or a comment you want to make about the pain-pleasure principle, because the doctor is going to take you there tonight, we're going to make sure you get an eargasm. Again, we got Lady X, the erotic poet. She's a spoken word giant out of the Chi-Town area, and she's going to be shocking your eardrums in a minute. But we want to open up the lines. We're talking about, is it good, ladies, if you can't feel it? Does size matter? I want to know. I just need to put it out there. Size matters.
Of course it matters.
Gigi.
Of course it matters.
I mean, if it don't matter, then a lot of brothers wouldn't be walking around looking at their shoes.
Well, of course it matters. I mean, it's nice if you have some extra tricks to come along with it, but you definitely want to feel it. You don't want to wonder if it's there.
Yeah, but tricks are for kids. I'm talking about girth. I'm talking about length. I'm talking about punching power.
You have to have a repertoire to come along with it.
I agree with you. I agree with you on that. So like I said, guys, now if you want to chime in, ask a question or make a comment, all you got to do is hit that number one, and we'll bring you on in. I think Professor K is looking for that background noise. So
you know,
hit the number one.
Go ahead. You know you have the background noise. Just go ahead and try to take care of that for us.
I appreciate that because the doctor can't do everything. I'm just one man. And that's why we got Lady Gigi over there. Miss Gigi is going to make some things happen. By the way, we got a bunch of cats in the chat line also in the chat room. Hey, look here, if you guys got a question, just type it in, and either Professor K will pick it up or I'll pick it up. Hey, let's deal with this for real, on a real tip, because this is what Dr. Rock is about, pain-pleasure principle. We're not just talking about sex. For some odd reason, sex is a lot better after you argue. You guys ever watch that movie Baby Boy?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? When he comes in and they get to arguing and fussing, fighting, and then he put that thing on and he hit her with that anaconda. As soon as he hit her with that anaconda, she go to sleep with that thumb in her mouth, assume the embryo position, and she wakes up and make them tacos. He wake up to the smell of Mexican burritos. You know what I'm saying? He can change her mind. What is it about the emotional upheaval that women and men go through when they attempt to just love each other and try to understand each other? Why is it that we can't be consistently on an even keel? Is it just because of the emotion? You know, because love is a very powerful emotion. Very powerful. Let me ask you this. Can love change your mind? And if love can't, can sex change your mind? How about that one, Gigi?
Well, after...
Okay, Professor K.
You say, can love and sex change your mind? Well, for better or for worse, sometimes sex can cloud your mind, and sometimes it can change it for better or worse. Like we always say, it's that fleeting moment. It can be that temporary glue, as you say.
Yeah, so sex is that fleeting moment. But I think it has an overwhelming ability to change in a person's perspective on things. I think we got Gigi back on the line here. She kind of bounced off and bounced back in. Can sex change your mind? Can some good loving change your mind, Gigi? Did she come back?
Let me see. Let me try to find her. All right, I think I found her. There she go.
Can you hear me?
Oh, okay, there she is.
Hello?
We got you.
Okay, good.
We got you.
All right. What I was going to say is, from a woman's perspective, good love is always internalized for a woman. You know, we take a man into our body, so it's always a little more intense to a man who may possibly just wear different women. We internalize it, so it's a different pain and pleasure for us.
Right. Yeah, that's true, guys. Women have to understand that when you give yourself to a man, you literally give him a piece of you.
Exactly.
Again,
you open yourself up.
Yeah, again, guys, you know, we're on the physical tip. We're that DOG. The Dr. Rock's a DOG also, but you just got to spell it backwards. But again, yeah, you know, if I'm doing that thing, we get caught up in that carnal thing, and I'm trying to get mine. I hope you get yours. But sometimes we fail to understand and have that connection that's supposed to be spiritual. But see, we got to have that before, you know, you assume the embryo, missionary position. You know, we got to have that before. Yeah, we got to have that before I avoid your heels from hitting the ceiling fan. If we don't have that in the beginning, then it's all about sex. And sex and love are diametrically opposed, guys. We have to understand that sex and love are diametrically opposed. Do you feel, Ms. Gigi, do you feel that most women, again, we know women are more emotional, so women bring that, I'm going to say, that emotional upheaval to a relationship. You know, if things are going good, then, you know, they're kind of cool. But if things ain't going all right, if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy in the house.
Well, you know, upheaval on one hand, emotional compass on the other. You know, for one is an upheaval. Sometimes emotion is something that can help lead, you know, when there's misdirection. You know, you have to feel at some point.
Yeah, exactly. And emotions and feelings are very much what? Pretty much synonymous.
The pain is a pleasure principle. Exactly. That's where
exactly.
It starts.
Exactly. And that's why we got Lady X on the phone. I think that's a perfect segue into a nice piece of poetry from Lady X, because we want you guys to understand that sex is not a bad thing, but just make sure there's, you know, at least it's precluded with some love. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
It may not be the fall in love. It may not be the die for love. It may not even be agape love. But make sure that, you know, you take the time to get to know that person, and there's a little love in that. Let's get 773 back on the line, Lady X out of Chicago. Okay, lady, you ready to do your thing?
I'm ready. All right.
We ready for orgasm. And I want you to kind of do your thing with this pain-pleasure principle and help people understand exactly where you're coming from on this love thing. This is your dime, and it's about time. Do your thing.
This piece is called Colored Rose Petals. The shadows of candle flames perform erotic dances on tile walls as glasses of wine never get very empty. Bodies immersed within scented warm waters blanketed by floating colored rose petals. There, nestled between delectable thick thighs and resting back on soft, plump pillow breasts, is hands filled with delicate rose petals, explores his muscular frame body with soft, repeated strokes, sweeping up and down, from front to back, and front to back, over and over again. He soon follows in sync, with strokes sweeping up and down the thick, elongated shaft of his erection, as the swollen head of his dick plays peek-a-boo amongst the blanket of floating colored rose petals. With pleasurable moans oozing between his lips, I whisper alluring words within his ear reach. Stroke it, baby. Oh, yeah. Stroke it. Oh, stroke it hard. Now, let me see you come. Come to me, baby. Within seconds, with dick in hand and a few, here it come, baby, here it come, burst of milky cream shoots off, landing upon me in the floating colored rose petals, like an erupted volcano, the lava sprouting and pouring, landing upon anybody and anything. Quietly, surrendering back into calmness where the shadow of candle flames perform exotic dances upon tile walls where glasses of wine never get very empty and our bodies submerge again within scented warm waters blanketed by floating colored rose petals. And that's that piece. Thank you.
Yeah. Straight up, I don't know about y'all. I'm trying to catch my breath. Hey, listen, I gotta take a cigarette break. Hey, whoo, it's getting hot in here. Hey, look here. I'm gonna have to ask some hard
questions. I just want to ask you. I know we don't copy down numbers, but I just want to ask. Can I copy your number? Can I call you later on?
Look here, I want to get your number too. I ain't got the switchboard tonight. I want to call a sister. Can you like do that like 2 o'clock in the morning? You know, that was hot like cayenne, and that's what this is all about. Beautiful poetry, beautiful people coming together and doing things. I'm going to ask you a simple question, Lady X. What was your inspiration behind that piece?
It's kind of my mind. When I look at things, I see stuff. So I was watching, what was the movie, The Best Man? And him and this lady was in the tub. And I just took a little bit further than what they were doing.
Okay, yeah, exactly. And that's what we're talking about, the expressions of love, guys. Love ain't always got to be about sex. You know, sometimes it is those poetic words that you express through your feelings. You know, sometimes it's just a touch. But again, you know, we're talking about the pain-pleasure principle tonight. We're talking about how much pain can you endure for the sake of love. Let me ask you this right quick, Lady X. How much pain have you endured for the sake of love?
Ooh. Is that pleasurable pain or just pain, heartache?
Emotional, pleasurable, for the sake of love. What are you willing to do?
Give my all.
See?
Why not?
That's what it's all about. Yeah.
Yes.
That's what it's all
give
about.
Give your all, you have no regrets.
There you go. I did my best in the relationship, and if it doesn't work, my heart is light as a feather. You know, I leave with the comfort that, you know, again, I know I put my all into it. Lady Gigi, what did you think about that piece?
I found it the most erotic part of the piece was when she asked him, you know, to make her feel it, you know, give it to me. You know, her voice became her, it was vocal. You know, she got more impassioned with it. Just back to this whole pain and pleasure principle. We ask for it, you know, give it to me harder. We want it rougher. Why? Why do we? Why
it's
is that,
that
the more exciting
thing.
Part when you can feel it?
Yeah. I mean, sex and making love is like, it might start off romantic and it might start off real gentle and sweet. But I'm going to tell you guys in a minute, can become real animalistic and real carnal. It's just a matter of time. You know, it becomes faster and becomes more exciting. Your breath becomes short. And eventually, you know, everybody's trying to reach that big O. That's the whole purpose.
But it comes back to, do you think that it is embedded into the animal characteristics of just man, period? You know, because you can't tell me that
exactly.
A man really does enjoy, a man enjoys it when a woman says, ouch, you know? When we react, you're hitting it a little bit harder, they react and they want to give it a little bit harder. So why is that? That whole pain, pleasure. You like to give it, receive it. You want to feel it.
There you go. What was the movie that your girl got the Academy Award for? Halle Berry? Haley Berry, whatever her name
Monster
is.
Monster Ball?
Gary Berry, whatever.
Monster Ball?
A Monster's Ball.
Yeah, Monster Ball.
Monster Ball.
Yeah, Monster Ball, yeah.
And there was a... Remember that? That was a sequence in there when she was getting ready to get do her thing with the white guy, and she said, "Make me feel it. I want to feel it."
There you go.
You know, with him.
Exactly.
Yeah. Again,
exactly.
If she can read the newspaper and chew bubble gum while you're making love to her, something's wrong with that picture partner. You know, you might as well get up and make a sandwich. You know, because that ain't working
exactly.
for you. I'm just going to let you know. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to be putting it down. I'm just going to let you know. If you don't, you know, you got to refer to our last show we did last week called Falling in Love with That Bob, Battery Operated Brother. You know, don't be ashamed if you need a little help. You know, if that's what it takes to, you know, leave a trail of hair weave all in the room and to knock over some lamps, you know, go get you one. It don't cost $29.99.
That's a hood love. Everybody likes a hood love.
Exactly. You know, it's still coming from you because that battery-operated brother still can't tell her those poetic words that, you know, were just recited so eloquently by Lady X. A battery-operated brother can't, you know, pull her tongue at the back of her neck. You understand what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? Can't grab her ankle.
Can't get a
real
fistful of hair.
Real... Exactly, yeah. You know, and he can't, you know, hold her after the fact so that, you know, they can talk about it. Because that's the best part of love, guys. Is the beginning and the end, not just the big O. You know, before, in the process is, in the beginning, you want to lay there, that foreplay thing should be a lot of conversation about, baby, what do you want me to do to make you feel good? What can I do for you to make, I need to know, you know, like I said, put an X on the spot, because I'm coming there. I'm going to be there so that you can come with me coming there. You see? And in
right.
the end.
Let's
know,
both
land
in the X spot.
You.
How about that?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. And that's what it, yeah, we want to make each other feel good in that, I think Professor K called it that fleeting moment, which is also very poetic. I kind of like that, Professor K. We want to make each other feel good. We want them to be receptive of our love, our emotion. Now, Dr. Locke is going to go ahead and break it down to you. The difference between sex and love is, again, like I said, I got your legs up, and we're about to hit the ceiling fan, and it's hair weave all over the room, and we're about to sweat that perm out. There's some pounding, some thrusting, there's some animal grunting, and there's some old babies, and the F words, there's a whole bunch of things going on. But see, love is when you come over the house, and you and the kids are getting ready to go to Walmart on Saturday, and you drive out the driveway, and I hear your brakes squeaking. I call you on the cell phone and stop you at the stop sign and tell you to come back. I said, baby, why don't you take my truck, and let me take your car to... my mechanic. That's love.
Amen. That's love.
That's love. Yeah,
that
is
a beautiful analogy. That is love.
That's love. Love is when you build something together with somebody. You build a legacy, and you guys are sitting at closing on a $500,000 house that you built together on 5 or 10 acres of land, and you're watching your grandkids, and the next day you go to closing, and before you sign the papers, you ask the realtor, do you guys got credit life on this house? Because I want it to be paid for if I pass, so my baby will be taken care of. That's love.
Love is us. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Love is that verb that you got to act on. Love is, you know, when she brings you that hot meal and it's still steaming, you know, and her little spandex and a smile on her face, and she's been in the kitchen for like 2 hours. You know, you've been hearing pots crackling and kicking, and, you know, you smelling it. And in anticipation, here she comes skipping in there like Edith Bunker. And her standing
singing
in her
the song.
And a smile on her face.
Right.
And, you,
and a smile.
You're about to get full. I think that is probably the most profound expression of love that a man can receive is a woman nurturing him, giving him food, nurturing him, and saying, hey, baby, enjoy. If you need something, just let me know. That's what it's all about, guys. And that's what
right.
Dr. Rock is all about.
Acceptance of love.
Yeah, yeah. Dr. Rock is a proponent that the family unit is the most important component in the entire social structure anywhere on this planet. And that's what we're about, putting this thing back together. And it has to start with love. Can I love you through the pain? You know, you got to be pretty well equipped to love somebody through your own pain and even through their pain. But it
mm-hmm.
can be done.
You know what
it
else?
It can be done. Go ahead.
I was like, you know what else love is that sex can never be? I mean, on any level. Enduring. It can
enduring.
I mean,
enduring,
it,
yeah.
Sex can never
yeah.
be. Because even when you're trying to go all night, you're going to have to stop at some point. See, love doesn't have to stop. even when you're up in age and you literally you just can't get it up anymore. The sex has to stop. But I think that's one of the differences. Love is enduring, and sex can't be. Love takes over.
Go ahead.
Love is a foundation. You know, love is a foundation.
Yeah.
You know, sex is just a screw of it. No pun intended. It's a piece of it.
I'm trying to figure out why Professor K always bring my prostate into this.
I was about to lose his job,
CG.
I was about to bring my prostate into the equation. We say something almost every week when we talk about love and relationships, and you say it best when you say love fills in the blanks.
Yeah.
Sex can be the culmination and the explosion that is that fleeting moment, but like you always say, love fills in the blanks. And what are blanks? Blanks are unknowns. Blanks are things that we don't want to deal with or we can't deal with. And like you say, love fills in those blanks.
Yeah.
You know, sex can maintain a relationship, but love sustains it.
Right. We like to say that sex is the glue in the relationship, but you're right. You got to have a whole bunch of love. I think the Isley brothers say it's going to take a whole bunch of kissing and a whole bunch of loving for us to make it through this thing, baby. Because it's a whole bunch of night. Yeah, eventually the missionary position is going to get real boring. You know, that's why you got to do some other things. I'm going to take this one. I'm going to say this one, guys. The pain-pleasure principle even has reference to biblical constructs. You know, the sacrifice, the willing to sacrifice for the loved one and to endure whatever pain has to come to you that they might not have to endure that pain. I mean, that's
exactly.
An even deeper version. Yeah. Now, that's an even deeper version. A scenario maybe where you're seeing somebody suffering in a hospital bed or something, and you wish that you were in that position as opposed to them. You were willing to take their place. You know,
we offer that up all the time. You know, I wish it was me instead of him.
Yeah, exactly. You know, because I just, you know, I don't want them to have to go through that pain. You know,
exactly.
That's that sacrifice. Yeah, that's that sacrifice mode. Let's get back to the physical component of it, and let's see if we can get some chime in. Let's see if we can get 954. We've been talking for a while. I know she probably, I'm outside, I got to do my work, and a whole bunch of other things. We just want to get a little audience feedback. Pain, pleasure, principle. 954, you ever had any pain in your relationships that maybe turned into pleasure or possibly the opposite? 954. There she go. Think about it. Dr. Rock asks some hard questions, don't he?
Put you right on the spot.
I love to do that. It keeps them on their toes. Y'all just sitting back eating a bologna sandwich while you're on the Dr. Rock show. Oh, you got the wrong mentality. You're going to learn something before you leave this show. Go ahead, 954. How about the pleasure thing that turned into the pain, maybe? You know, you had some good loving and he left. How about that one?
Say that again? Some good loving and he left?
Yeah. How about the pleasure and the pain instead of the pain and the pleasure? You know, that happens sometimes. You know, sometimes, I mean, let's be realistic. Some people stay in relationships just for good sex.
So, yeah.
Be real about it.
It keeps the relationship going sometimes longer than it should because the sex is good.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you might hate your job, but you're looking forward to getting home. You know, you're looking forward to getting to the house. It's on like popcorn as soon as you walk in the door. You know, how you spell relief? Bang, 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 bang. It's on. You know, it's on like popcorn. So how about, let me ask you this one then, 954, since you seem to be a bit befuddled and caught aback on this one. Because I know that you're a very learned person. I think you have a unique perspective on relationships. 954 is one of our original callers. I just want to know, in your, you know, on a real tip, do you understand the difference and the concept that we're talking about, the pain-pleasure principle, and how it plays a very active role in our everyday life and especially in relationships?
Well, from the last thing you said in terms of,
you know, staying in something because the sex is good. Yeah, I can see that because there are times when it'll smooth over some things that are like borderline issues that you say, you know, I don't really want to deal with this, but, you know, then you have the sex and you say, well, I could deal with this a little bit longer.
I can overlook that, huh? It wasn't even that major. I'm like, hey, baby, I forgot all about it, baby. Come on back in the room.
Yeah. So, but if
that's
it's,
what I'm talking
you know,
about.
If it goes too far and it's too deep, then no, I'm, you know, because sex is easy to find. Okay. You know.
Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah, I agree with that. That's true. You're right about that. Okay, we appreciate you chiming in. Again, guys. Hey, look here, we got 401 on the line, 401-434. Let's see if we can get you to chime in on this discussion. We got a lot of feedback on the line, too. Let's put some of these people on hold here. There we go. Appreciate it. 401-434. We're talking about the pain-pleasure principle. We'd like for you to share with us, if you don't mind. We want to know exactly what you feel about the concept, about love, sex. How important is sex in your relationship? Okay. Everybody's not going to have too much to say. I'm sorry. I thought they were, yeah, they were trying to, they may just be listening. Again, Lady Gigi, we got a lot of people that just want to listen simply because everybody is, yeah, they're about learning. They're about learning, and this is a show that we like to come up with some solutions. We like to tell people that we just don't have reckless banter on this on these airwaves. We actually will come up with some things that will be helpful in your relationship down the road if you just listen to it. And by the way, all you got to do is go to the KKMT Radio Network. That's any day you want to. You can listen to this show when it will be archived in about 30 minutes after we finish the airing. And you can go to www.brandnewnu.me, and you can listen to the show. So, and listen to it with your friends. I think it'll be a nice tool. It's a nice tool for you guys to, again, compare and contrast the most important, one of the most important topics in the world today, next to race, religion, is relationships. So let's get back to 773. Let's get 773 on the line right quick because she had the erotic piece of poetry. And let's go to the erotic side of this thing, Gigi.
Okay.
Okay. What's the limit there, Lady X, on that pain thing? Because, see, some people like the hot wax. Some people like, folding me up like a lawn chair. You know, some people are into some let's say, extreme acts in the bedroom. And we don't want to promote that. We just want to promote good, safe sex. But... is there any situation where, let me ask you this, have you ever been in a relationship where the sex was so good that you were willing to take a little drama from this old boy just to keep that good sex?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think let's be realistic about it. I think most of us have. We may not be willing to admit it. Yeah, but most of us have.
And as far as the pain goes, as long as everybody has a safe word, to let the other person know, no, you're all good with whatever you try to do.
But when we're talking about pain, everybody has their own independent threshold of pain now. Everybody can't take as much pain as others. I think during the childbirth, women seem to be able to endure sometimes more pain than men. But, you know, we do want it to feel good, but we don't want to hurt anybody. We don't want to dislocate a pelvic bone, you know. We don't want to knock an ovary out of whack or anything like that. You know, we just want some good love. And again, the tenderness, I think, is a big part of it. But again, there's a thin line between that pain-pleasure principle and that threshold of pain as we speak. There's a very thin line, and I think that's a part of that communicating and getting to know the other person so that I can find that, and they'll communicate it to me. I think Professor Kay will probably let you guys know about a couple of shows we had, a lady out of Chi-Town that was, we were constantly saying, you know, she had a boyfriend and he wouldn't make an orgasm. So we were saying, look, you know, I'm like, why would you stay in a relationship? I think the relationship was like, what was it,
No love, no orgasm. So why stay?
Right.
Go to the site, guys. You can take a listen to that show. And she would say, well, I think he shouldn't understand. He ought to know what he's doing. He a man. Well, first of all, every woman's body may be anatomically the same, but those erotic zones and those G-spots are probably going to be different. So Dr. Rock was real vivid about just telling him, why don't you just put an X on that spot?
Well,
you know, put an X on it. Yeah, I don't care if it's your nipple, your clitoris, a butt cheek,
exactly.
Your big
every
toe.
Woman should be able to relate.
Yeah. Put an X on that spot. Tell him to get on it and don't come up. Don't bring his head up until, you know, you feel your leg trembling. And, in fact, until it stops trembling. You know, tell him to do, you know, because that's that communication. But don't sit there and roll your eyes and chew bubble gum and not be satisfied. Why would you do that?
Shame on you.
You know, touch the man with a gentle touch and say, look, baby, this is what I need. You know, by the way, look. Take your hand. I'm going to take your hand gently, and I'm going to show you exactly the level of stroking, sensation, spot. I'm going to give you a roadmap. I'm going to make it easy for you like you're a four-year-old. And then, like I said, I just want you to get on and stay on. Yeah. And if you're willing to do that for me, then I'm willing to do some things for you.
Okay.
You know?
But sometimes if a woman wants to take that type of direction, her mate becomes a you know, you have to put the balance in stroking.
Fading in and out a little bit.
Yeah, you kind of bouncing in and out there, Gigi. Just kind of change the volume setting on your phone. Yeah, that's better.
Is this better?
Go ahead.
My point is just if a woman attempts to give that type of direction in a relationship, some men are offended.
Yeah, you're still kind of bouncing out. It's probably better sometimes when
you
use the landline. Yeah, the cell phone, you're on a cell
better?
Phone, right? Yeah, but if you're on a cell phone, it's going to modulate probably on us. But go ahead.
Okay, well, I'm trying to keep the voice to keep at a level. But the bottom line is communication. Open your mouth.
Yeah.
Do not be afraid to speak. If you like a little pain with your pleasure, then vocalize that. You know, no one is a mind reader.
Yeah, don't
exactly.
Don't be ashamed if you're a disciple of the Marquis de Sade. If you like that S&M, don't be ashamed.
Exactly, that's
your thing. if you're a disciple, don't be ashamed.
Exactly. Remember, what is it? A closed mouth can't get fed.
Yeah, a closed mouth.
And it can't give you no fellatio either.
Right.
You know, exactly. This is about giving, guys. Love is a verb. It's about giving. You know, and that's what we experience in that love moment. We experience something called, I am giving myself to you as you are giving yourself to me. It ain't one person doing the giving. It is a mutual consent thing. Now, again.
It is true action.
Yeah, but if it's just physical, if it's just about sex, sometimes as adults we got to be big enough to understand that, and either we can accept it or we can't. You know, Dr. Rock has been approached like that. You know, hey, Dr. Rock, I like the little swagger you got, you know, your confidence level. I just want to have a physical relationship with you. I'm like, okay. Now, back in the day, you know, that would have been cool. We would have wound up in a Burger King bathroom. So I can get some fries with that shake. But
right.
Hey, yeah, I might be looking for a little bit, maybe more of a commitment and more of a legacy, a building kind of a relationship, as opposed to just that fleeting moment. And it ain't about my prostate, Professor K, before you go there. But yeah, a fulfilling relationship.
Well, that's the evolution, and that comes from experience to get to a place where you know you want more.
Exactly. And that's what it takes. In other words, I've been told by some women that a simple kiss and maybe a touch or a stroke can be as fulfilling as making love. I mean, Dr. Rock likes to say, the best sex starts in Walmart on Saturday morning while you're shopping. And mama got on your favorite jeans. You know, she got on your favorite jeans skirt, and she's standing at the checkout line. You got your arm around her waist, and you snugged up real tight. You might be on your cell phone, but every once in a while you might kiss her on the ear. Now, the cashier's going to get jealous, but, you know, just don't worry about that. Because that is where those emotions and those feelings start to build up inside of you. You see, that's, I mean, that public affection, again, we're not telling anybody to be, you know, totally exhibitionist. But, again, there's nothing wrong with, you know, Dr. Rock's going to say it, taking your woman in the frozen section and throwing her butt up on them lima beans and pulling her tongue. You might get a standing ovation, but believe me, when you walk down aisle four, she's going to know she loved. You know, she's going to know that she's loved. And that's what it's all about. The expression of love has to be communicated effectively, guys. It has to be communicated to a point where communication is not good if I'm using big words and you can't understand me. It's not effective because you're not receiving it. But once I've touched your spirit, your soul, once I've brought some feelings alive inside of you, it just makes that day a lot brighter. And then you just continue to, you know, hold her hand and push the cart and do what you guys do together. You spend the entire day paying your bills, shopping. By the time you get home, you can't put the groceries up. She better not bend over in that jean skirt talking about putting some groceries up. It's on like this bang, 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 bang. It's on like popcorn.
It also starts with learning how to speak to somebody and not keep using terms like I want, I need.
Right.
Learn how to use words like us and we.
Yeah.
And what can I do for you?
Yeah, there you go. That's what
that's
we got to do.
That's very sexy in of itself. You know, that's very sexy.
Yeah. In other words, giving of yourself and not, you know, making it all about you all the time. Sometimes we have a tendency to make it all about us, and we can't do that, guys. Dr. Rock, again, you know, you're talking to Dr. Rock, this is a no-sexist zone, so we're not going to blame anything on anybody, but we say both genders pretty much do the same things these days. But don't come at your mate like, well, I need this, and I need that, and I need that. How about you say, look, baby, I really like it when you do this, and I want to show you a way that maybe we can do this together. And it's always pleasurable for me when we do that together. But I think what Gigi is saying is being inclusive, and being inclusive is always a good thing. You know, we're always, when a person feels included in the process, they really appreciate it. I think a good friend of mine used to say, you know, in a relationship, baby, just consider me. In everything that you do, consider me as I consider you. Priority is a good word also, Gigi. Make these people a priority in your life. You know, you want to be a priority in somebody's life, you have to be able to do the same.
You know how much pain somebody will go through to be a priority?
Yeah. What was that saying, I think, on the internet site? They say, don't make somebody a priority in your life when you're just an option in theirs.
Exactly. There you go. I like that one.
Yeah, I do too. I've seen that a lot. And we have to take that into consideration. That's why Dr. Rock adheres to the 90-day rule. Take time to get to know that person a little bit. I'm not a proponent of people meeting on the internet and next week, you know, they're flying to somebody's house and pretty much you're just going to be a victim. Either way, it's just about sex. You may like the way that person looks. You know, he may be 6'3", high yellow with good hair, and a Mercedes Benz and a house on the hill. And she might have a booty that's shaped by Picasso. But I guarantee you, after 1 week, you guys don't even know enough about each other to be sharing your body. And if you do, when you get home, that person might even change their cell phone number. Because it's like seeing a really big, juicy watermelon, and, you know, you get home and you cut it open, and it ain't sweet.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
If the only language you have is body language, it's a very empty language.
There's nothing more beautiful than a spiritual connection in that love thing, guys. Nothing more beautiful than that spiritual connection in that love thing. That's what it's all about. When you connect with that person spiritually and you can feel their pain, they can feel yours, you can talk to them about anything, that mate should be your best friend also. And that's what you're building in that 90 days. You're building a friendship. If you don't have that, you think you're going to build love on some good looks? You know, when he loses his teeth and gravity takes over with her, what happens?
Right. Where's the substance? Where's the substance?
Yeah. We call it eyewash with no substance. If you're just looking for the eyewash, then you'll get that. But, again, he's probably going to use what he's got to get what he wants, just like that chick with the hard body. But there's no substance in that. There's no character and integrity. There's no legacy-building relationship. There's no relationship that we're going to take care of each other's kids and each other for the rest of our lives, and we're going to build great things together. That doesn't always happen. And that's that is the proponent and the component that Dr. Rock, Gigi, Professor K, and all of my callers, that's what we try to bring to the table every Thursday on Computer Love at 8 p.m. That's what this is all about, guys, romance and relationship. In a relationship, you got to keep some romance in it. Like
keep
them
alive. Keep them alive. It's ever changing. It's a live organism. It is forever changing. It evolves.
Yes. And that's why we brought the ex-lady from Chicago. Tomorrow, I want you guys, call some people. Tell them to go to www.brandnewnu.me and listen to the archive show. Listen to the piece that the ex-lady from Chicago read. I guarantee you, if you just download that episode, you're going to really enjoy it that night. Glass of wine, those Gucci sheets, Some smell good, soft music.
Now,
next thing you know, bang, 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 bang. Yeah. And when you finish doing that, though, hey, look here, guys, maybe get up and make her a sandwich. So, baby, you want a pickle with that? Oh, is that like a joke or what? Now, hey, boy, don't be bringing no pickles in this bedroom. But regardless, just share the love is what we're talking about, guys. That's what we're always about here. There's nothing more beautiful than the love between a man and a woman on this planet. All things evolve from that. Everything that happens in this particular time and space in the eyes of God evolve out of that intermingling, that love that is shared between a man and a woman. No diggity, no doubt. That's a quote from the doctor. I'll back it up against PhDs. Nothing, guys, happens without that. I think Marvin Gaye, a beautiful brother, said it best, love can conquer all. Again, like Professor K said, love fills in the blanks. When you're mad at that old boy and you still want to, give him some loving, it seems to make whatever happened, it kind of makes it disappear. It becomes a non-factor. Yeah, exactly. It's not that important. Because regardless of the fact that I forgot to take out the trash, or I didn't wash your car Saturday, or whatever it might be, you know what? I don't want you to ever think that I don't love you. I don't want you to forget that I love you more than I love myself. And you got to say those things, guys. Both genders. You have to say those things to your partner. If you do, your love might endure, it may endure time. There's so many social dynamics out there that create a lot of confusion in the household, the ERA movement, the equality of men and women. I'm working and you're not. She's high yellow and he's dark. All of these things come to play. Family, I like to spank my kids and you don't. All those things come into play that can distract from your relationship. But two mature adults that love each other, you should be able to work these things out and build something together, because those things are trivial. Whatever you do, don't allow society to come inside the domain that you call your castle. Both genders have to make sure, don't bring your work home. And those kids, I love my kids. I got two G daughters, and I got two daughters. I love them to pieces. But my woman comes first. Because between me and her, we got to make a way for them. So we got to take care of each other so that we can make it all right for them. when we leave this planet. So if I turn my James Brown on and I lock my bedroom door, you need to know what's going down. Y'all just watch our movie and pop up a popcorn. Huh? See? See? Here we go again. He gonna, he back on the prostate again, right?
I didn't say a word.
They don't call me Dr. Rock for nothing, Professor K. And that's why we got Gigi on the line. Gigi, Professor K will be on the unemployment line tomorrow. He will be on the unemployment line if he keeps riding my prostate.
That wasn't me, but as long as I'm getting paid, you know.
That's what I'm saying, see? Now you're going to take everybody. Now everybody want to get paid. See, you want to stir up some new mess. Hey, but we want to thank Lady Xavier out of Chicago for that beautiful piece. Again, guys. We want to have you on. Again, hopefully, guys, we're going to try to crank it up with her so that she can do a show on Wednesdays with other spoken word artists out of Chicago, the Midwest area, and the East Coast. And all of the, you know, the advent of the internet makes it possible for us to do whatever the hell we want to do. So we're going to try her into doing a show called Lyrical Labyrinth. And we're going to have her on every time we have a show so that she can share stuff with us. Again, she's going to be doing, she'll be compiling a book, an erotic book of beautiful and exotic poetry, guys. That, again, this is the type of thing that you light candles and you chill that bottle of vino and you say, baby, put those little peach-colored booty shorts on that I like. And you lay across the bed and you read this kind of stuff, and I guarantee you, you know, after a couple of pages, how does it go again, KT? Bang, 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 bang. It's all about that love thing. It's all about that love thing. No diggity, no doubt. You know, and that's, you know, we just want to make sure that everybody's having fun. Tell your friends next week, 8 p.m. Central Time. Central Standard Time, 8 p.m. Call that number, 718-508-9018. Tell them to call their computer, love. Put a little input on this thing. Again, 954-401 next time. You got something to say? We're open to hearing it. You know, a lot of people are shy. We got other people on the line that just didn't, they queued in, but they didn't want to talk. We understand that. Some people just want to listen, and we want to make this a learning experience. This is not about us. Gigi, Lady X, Professor K and myself, yeah, we're nothing more than facilitators. That's all we want to do is be a vehicle to facilitate the opportunity for you guys to say what you need to say. Before we go, we got 832 wants to chime in right quick. 832-546, where you been? We're talking about that pain pleasure principle tonight.
I like my pain, Dr. Rock. I like my pain.
See,
He's
a
disciple.
You come with that sick mentality. I like that pain.
You're a veteran. We're going to have to pray for him, okay? But sometimes it is about that love thing. So, again, you know, like I said, next week, guys, tell your friends about the old Computer Love Show and Dr. Rock. Gigi, she'll be back here next week. Give him some love, Gigi. Give him some love.
Wow, I'm sending out eargasms all across the nation back to you, Dr. Ralph.
See, it's about a big eargasm. Ex-lady, can you hit us with a short, sweet one?
Just a kind
word. Go ahead.
What's your fantasy? Is it me coming to the door with your favorite cocktail and making you relax as I slowly undress you and let you rip the world off your shoulders? What's your fantasy? Should I go on my knees and crawl to you and ask you about what can I pleasure you with? What's your fantasy? Should it be double your face? Just let
go ahead.
I can make your fantasy into a reality. Just nice and slow. What's your fantasy? That's it.
fact, you've been listening to the Dr. Rock on the KKMT Radio Network. Computer Love is there at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time every Thursday, and also chime in to Introspect every Tuesday, 8 p.m. Central Time. The call-in number is 718-508-9018. The Dr. Rock wants you to know that we believe in love. Thank you.